The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This is Angel Talk with me, your host, Rachel Corpus. Let's journey together as we talk to your angels, guides, and loved ones who have crossed over. Are you ready to hear what Spirit has to say? Welcome to Angel Talk. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Angel Talk. If this is the first time you're joining us, special welcome to you. I am Rachel Corpus, angel communicator and psychic medium. And in this podcast, we talk about everything. And one of my favorite things to offer is space to learn. Today, we're going to learn about something called access bars. And I have joining me a friend of mine, Maya Countryman, who is an access bar facilitator and practitioner. Welcome, Maya.
Hello, hello. Thank you, Rachel, for having me here.
Yes, my pleasure. What are access bars?
Now, let's just get right to it. Access bars are a part of access consciousness, and it was something that was channeled from a man named Gary Douglas about 30 years ago. And he says that it did not exist on this plane until he channeled it. And since then, he's been offering it as sessions and also teaching other people to do it. And he also created a whole other form of practices and under the umbrella access consciousness. So the bars are 32 points on your head that when gently touched, are kind of like pushing a play button to release all the thoughts and negative emotions and beliefs and anything that's in that area. It just kind of releases it and allows it to dissipate and to go out of your system so that you're able then to go into the world and make different choices from a space of possibility instead of that space of like that space where we just sometimes get stuck, you know, like we get into these ruts and we just start choosing because somebody told us that's what we should do, or choosing because that's what we've always done. But access the bars allows you to really come at life with more space and possibilities and awareness. So it's really a session is really just a way for you to relax and to allow and to release and to have some some people have some major changes with it too. So it's pretty spectacular.
I would say I'm one of those people that had a major change. I had a session with you, boy, a few years ago now, and I was having some PTSD from a school administrator I had who would call me into meetings at random and just seemed to just make stuff up. I felt bullied. And so, you know, that was years ago, but I was feeling that anytime someone said, hey, we need to talk or let's have a meeting on Monday, I went back into that old tape, that old memory, and I got really, really scared. So I asked you if you could help release that, and you worked on me. And I'm telling you, it worked. I no longer have fear of meetings. And you talk about, you know, this opens you up to a place of possibility. I look forward to those meetings now. If somebody says, hey, can we talk in a couple of days? I don't stew on it anymore. I feel like, okay, this is great possibility. Thanks, universe. So my personal experience with this, amazing. I wish everybody could do it.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great testimony with that. And I feel like that happens more often than not when I talk to people who have had sessions with me or anybody else. It's just really transformational. Now, I always like to under promise and over deliver. So I hate for people to go into something thinking that they're going to get done with the session and all of a sudden throw wings and make $1,000, you know, whatever. But truthfully, I mean, if you allow it and and recognize just the possibilities for change in your life. It can be really transformative. I know personally for me, when I came into doing the bars, I think I was just feeling in a really stuck place myself. It was a few years ago. I think it was like 2017. And I had been doing other modalities. I'm a constant learner, so I always want to, you know new things and learn new things. And I came across the bars. It changed my life. It allowed me more space and possibilities. And as I've traversed the last few years and had some really pretty awful things happen, I've been able to come to it with a lot more space and gratitude even than I think I would have ever been able to had I not had this in my life. So I would say I wish everybody could experience Access the Bars. So
I really do too. Are you able to do Access Bars on yourself?
I can. But they say that it's much more powerful when you have somebody else do it to you. So it is one of those things that you can't do distance. So it is something to do in person. And part of it, what Gary, the person who came up with it, says is that a lot of it is also the ability to receive. And a lot of us in this lifetime aren't taught to receive. So having somebody there, holding space for you, doing a gentle, you know, non-intimidating touch, you know, is something that allows people to experience that receiving in a way that they may not usually be able to do. And that in itself is a gift. So
you're spot on with that. I've heard the angels say this is a lifetime for so many of us to learn how to receive back or to be more in balance with the flow of giving and receiving.
Yeah.
So it's cool that Access Bars can help facilitate that. What if someone, I meet a lot of people who say, I'm just in general, I feel, I'm stuck. They may not have a specific trauma or memory that they're trying to work through. Can they go into a session with you and then spirit just kind of leads it? Just you see what happens.
Absolutely. So I would say like 99% of the sessions that I hold are with that idea that I'm not going to go into the story of it. So even though I do speak a little bit beforehand with people about, you know, why they're there and what they might like to get out of it, it's more to help people get at ease with being in the room and with me and to you know, have some communion that way. Because this works on a kind of on a level that we don't need to really be aware of, you know, like it's going to work no matter what. It's going to go where it needs to go. It's going to release what you're ready to release. And you can have a reason to be there, like a specific reason, or you can just generally want to see what's going to happen. And both will have, you know, the results that you're supposed to have. So,
and when people come to a session, for our visual listeners here, seated in a massage chair, or what's it look like and what are you doing?
So, oftentimes if you come for a session, I'm going to have a massage table that I use and you're going to be fully clothed, laying on the massage table. I'll drape a nice little blanket over you so you're comfy if you want it. And then I spend a majority of the time sitting in a chair up by your head. And then it's just these, like I said, these gentle touches on your head. So just imagine you're just laying there, somebody's just gently touching points on your head and holding them. It's not even like it's not like there's not really pressure, you know? And then I say, like, at the worst, you're going to feel like you had like the best meditation that you've ever had.
And that sounds awesome.
At the best, I know, right? And at the best, it might change your life. So, you know, it's just this really comfy, easy, relaxing time. A lot of people fall asleep when they're on the table, and that's okay. Some people choose to to speak to me, and that's okay too. I really go by the flow of the person on the table. So it's quiet too, which can be really intimidating because we're always used to noise and to having different kinds of sounds. So when you're laying there on the table and it's quiet, you have to like choose. Are you going to just like, you know, go into that quiet and allow it?
Brace it.
Are you going to try and fill it with sounds?
That is kind of part of our, I mean, I feel like if I go get a massage or a pedicure or something, I feel maybe because I'm a healer that I have to keep healing. I have to keep saying something. And really that's not true. It's okay for us to just be quiet and be present in the quiet and receive, isn't it?
Yes. And that's exactly this. It's you're receiving. This is your chance to receive. And you know, there's not a lot of space for us to do that in this world. And so offering that, I feel is helpful on so many levels. So.
I'm being guided to also share from my experience. My angels want me to say that when I left, what I was feeling was absolute peace and relaxation. I did not realize the transformation until the next time I was faced with that situation. And I did want to put that out there. When I left, I felt lighter. I felt peaceful. I really felt like it was an opportunity for me to sit with my team in safety and just feel them. It's a really lovely experience. So a question for you. I hear you say sometimes that you're also an agent of change. What do you mean by that?
Yeah. So I, like I said earlier, I really like to learn about lots of different things. And I have, you know, maybe an interesting view on how the world works. And my mission statement, it really is to bring more consciousness and awareness to the world through any kind of all the interactions I have with people. So I also, I do the bars, I teach bars. So if you want to be a practitioner, I hold classes for people to learn how to do that. But I also do things like Akashic Records readings and theta healing and mindset coaching. So I feel like all of the things that I'm offering, the bars and all of these things, help to bring people into more awareness of themselves, more possibilities for themselves, and a greater like understanding of how their world works. And my goal is to not like have people feel the same way about themselves as I think about the world, but to recognize where they are and who they are, and to be more grounded in their being and how they show up to the world. So my dog's barking in the back. All of the things that I offer are, I believe, are coming from that place of helping a person to change. And I'm an agent of that. So
I affirm that with you. You do a beautiful job of meeting people where they are, whatever that is, wherever that is. And when they say, I feel like I'm evolving, I feel like I'm changing, you do a beautiful job of discerning what to tell them or how to guide them. And you're a very gentle leader. I remember sitting with you, even just when we're talking, you have such nice questions that help me feel introspective. And I appreciate that about you, because we all want to evolve, but we don't always have the tools or the helpers to help us. Right. And you're stepping into that place, which is just, I know, fabulous.
Well, thank you. Thanks.
People can learn more about Access Bars in general by doing an internet search, or how do you?
Yeah, you can go to accessconsciousness.com. And you can find lots of videos. They have a blog. They have a list of practitioners and classes. And so it's a pretty comprehensive site.
And then how do people get a hold of you specifically?
Yeah. So I have a website. It's Maya, which is M-I-A, countryman.com. And you can go there. You can also go to innerspace.com. which is Des Moines. I think it's innerspacedsm.com. And I'm on their website as well. I have a, I just actually signed up. Well, I have a lease there. So I have a room at the moment and it's a lovely, lovely space. So
it is a lovely space.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, I'm just grateful that you had time to talk with us today and give us another piece of this beautiful puzzle of our evolution and sharing. I feel so light-filled when I talk with you, and I'm sure all of our listeners are feeling that way as well. So I'm very grateful.
I'm grateful for this opportunity too, Rachel. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. If you'd like to connect with me, dear ones, you can always go to my website, rachelcorpus.com. Remember, my last name is spelled like Corpus Christi, rachelcorpus.com. On Facebook, you can find me at Rachel Corpus Angel Communicator. Instagram, search The Angel Counselor. One of my most favorite things happening right now is that this network, Mind Body Spirit FM, has a new app, and it's free. If you search Mind Body Spirit on your Apple or Android device, you can find it and download it. And new feature for my podcast, if you click on it and you click on the mic, you can send me a 30-second message. This can be a question for one of our guests that's been on. It can be a question for a future episode or an idea. And if you'd like to book a session, don't do it that way, please. Go to my website, rachelcorpus.com. I'd like to tell you, genuinely, from the bottom of my heart and from the guides and the angels and all of the light beings that surround you always, you are loved and I love you. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with me, Rachel Corpus, Angel Communicator and Psychic Medium. If you'd like to connect, visit my website, rachelcorpus.com.
If you're inspired by the teachings of Dr. Wayne Dyer, you will love the Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life podcast with Nadia De La Cruz.
You are a spiritual being having a human experience. My name is Nadia De La Cruz, and I started the Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life podcast to explore spiritual topics like manifestation and meditation with guests who share their own stories of insight, awakening, and transformation. Listen now on the mindbodyspirit.fm podcast network or wherever you get your podcasts.